Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Sports Update.
The Sabres beat the Penguins last night 5-4 in overtime in their first preseason game. Jack Eichel scored the OT winner with 8 seconds left. The man who made the call will join us next here on the Instigators, Dan Dunleavy. Jack also had an assist in the game. Connor Sheary had a goal and 2 assists. John Gilmore had a goal and an assist. Rasmus Dahlin had 2 assists. And the Sabres play in their second preseason game tonight in Columbus at 7 p.m. Forward Brock Besser agreed to a 3-year, $17.625 million contract with the Canucks yesterday. That's an AAV, or annual average value, of 5.875. Besser had 56 points in 69 games last year, and he was voted MVP of the 2018 NHL All-Star Game. Forward Travis Konecny signed a 6-year contract worth $33 million with Philadelphia yesterday. That's an AAV of $5.5 million. Konecny had an NHL career high of 49 points in 82 games for the Flyers. The Bruins announced this morning that they have signed defenseman Brandon Carlo to a 2-year deal with an annual cap hit of $2.85 million. He played in 72 games last season for Boston, had 2 goals, 8 assists, with a plus 22 rating. Tune into One Bills Live today from noon to 3, where John Murphy and Steve Tasker will get a chance to talk former linebacker Arthur Motes and Good Morning Football's Kyle Brandt. They will also be joined by Bills defensive tackle Harrison Phillips in studio. The Giants announced this morning that Daniel Jones has been named the starting quarterback following 2 losses to kick off the season. Rookie Jones will succeed veteran quarterback Eli Manning. His first career start will be Sunday when the 0-2 Giants face the Buccaneers in Tampa. The Browns defeated the Jets 23-3 in Monday Night Football. And the Dolphins traded safety Minkah Fitzpatrick to the Steelers. And that's your sports update for today. And back over to the show here on WGR 550 and MSG. It's National Apple Dumpling Day, which brings on Dan Dunleavy. Danny.
Yes, what part am I? The dumb and dumpling? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's also National Monte Cristo Day. So based on your excitement last night, I would imagine you sparked up a stogie afterward.
No, I did not do that. Razor was well supplied, however.
Oh, as
if I wanted,
is.
If I wanted to, the supply was there. Yeah,
he just did a meet and greet with Rob Ray at a stogie store, I think.
That's all Rob's been doing all summer is hanging around cigar shops. But that's fine. Everybody on the plane was quite happy about that. He was handing out gifts yesterday.
Razor handing out gifts. That's what I wanted to know. Was Razor in a good mood yesterday, or was he kind of like, ah, there goes another hockey season that's starting again? Like, what was his mood?
You know what? It was interesting. I think it took him a while to warm up. On the plane, he was pretty quiet. And then once we got into the media center in Hockey Valley there at Penn State, once he, Bone and I, sat down in a room together, just the three of us, the insults very quickly started to heat up, and he was right in mid-season form. So, we were under attack pretty much once we got there, and that's how we know Rob's doing good. And he was in mid-season form, so that was fine. It didn't take long.
Well, Dan Dunleavy joining us. That one not officially adding to the Eichel Tower, but I'll tell you what. I mean, Jack looked like he was shot out of a cannon. I know it's the first preseason game, and I don't want to try to build it up, but I said to Craig and Marty off the start of the show that it's nice to see your star player look like he wants to play in the game one of the preseason.
I thought the same thing. Going into it, obviously we don't have any real insight as to which roster is going where, but I certainly had it in my head, given how things had at least started out with camp and order of groups on the ice, that maybe it would be the group playing tonight would have been last night and when I saw that Jack and Skinner and Darlene were, you know, the three guys that were going to the rink that their owner built there at Penn State, first of all, I thought it was, you know, a nice move by the organization. And if it's something that Jack did have a say in any kind of discussions with Ralph, if it was ever put to them, hey, you guys want this game or that game, I don't know. But it was nice that they were there. And you're right, he was, you know, I kind of said to Rob before the game last night, I said, well, this would be a night if a guy says he wants to shoot the puck more, that maybe his line mates better just find their way on their own, because I'd be letting a rip from everywhere. And, boy, it didn't take him long to show that was going to be his intent. Not in a selfish manner, but, you know, game one of a six-game preseason, you want to try a few things and get that shot going, and it was a rocket last night. So it was. I'm with you. It was nice to see. Again, it was the captain bailing the team out after they had a great start, and then kind of a third period that got away from them a bit, at least for the first 15 minutes or so. But that's what this guy does. That's what he's paid to do. That's what he can do. So, yeah, you're right. It was nice to see.
Connor Sherry had a tough first year for the Buffalo Sabres, excuse me, last year, and it seems to have started a lot better this season. What was he doing good, and what did you notice in Connor Sherry on the ice yesterday?
Well, I would just think for Connor Sherry, who's had pretty good line mates throughout his career, you know, when right off the hop you get a chance to play with Jack, and if there's moments on the ice, whether it be 5-on-5 or in power play, I mean, you really want to take advantage of that. So I think Connor had some really good jump last night, and Marty, as you said, I think last season, and we mentioned it on the broadcast yesterday, that this is a guy that I think wants to prove to himself as well as his teammates and a new coaching staff and general manager that there's a lot more in his game than they saw last year. And you have to think that Jason's already had that thought in his head, that he says, look, I know I can see more out of you, and we expect it. So, again, it was, you know, when you're looking to get off to a good start in game one of a preseason, that, as Andrew said, you don't want to read too much into, but you do want to have at least the right habits. And I think Connor Sherry was one of those guys that showed just some really good habits last night as far as, you know, how he approached this game. And again, for game one, you guys have played in these games, so I'm you know, always wondering what kind of mindset your star players have when they go out to these games, when you're just trying to get your timing and everything else. But the timing looked good, the intensity looked good, accuracy and commitment as well is what looked really good. So I don't know how much of that has to do with the message that's been delivered during practices here at training camp for the first few days. But whatever was said and whatever message was delivered, either from player to player or coaches to players, you know, Connor's one of the guys that I thought really was a pretty good standout last night.
Dan Dunleavy on the line with us right now with the Instigators. We're live from the Sabres store, by the way, everybody, and where you can come down now and get your commemorative 50th anniversary jersey on sale and a ton of hats where We've been rotating wardrobes, and Marty, now, Dan, I know you're not here. I was disappointed. I thought you were coming into the studio here, or on the location, I should say. But Marty's, have you ever seen SNL, the Jeopardy, where
yeah.
the guy plays Turd Ferguson?
Turd Ferguson.
And he's got the oversized hat. Marty's got the oversized orange.
I like that hat.
It's an oversized hat. I found it backstage. That's what Marty's got going right now.
That's what's his name, that actor?
McDonald. Burt Reynolds.
No.
McDonald.
What's his first name?
Norm McDonald.
Dan, help us.
Norm McDonald.
That's right. Norm McDonald,
yeah. So. There you go. Dan knows everything. One thing I wanted to ask you, Dan, because when you called the goal from Jack Eichel last night, you dropped a line after, and you're a big music buff, and obviously, you know, a couple of days ago, the lead singer of the Cars, he passed away. So how do you prepare for, you know, dropping lines like this, and how quick do you have to think when a goal is scored like that?
Well, last night was just, I was waiting for a moment where, you know, again, in a preseason game where you don't want to do too much, but you do kind of want to get into a rhythm of your own. I just thought, especially when the game got tied up, I thought, well, this might be a moment where we can throw a little good times roll out there for a, you know, a preseason victory in the way that they came back and with Jack scoring the winner. But for throwing in just the odd musical references, and especially with a band like the Cars, for my generation growing up, Rick Ocasek, I think, you know, what his band did was really kind of invite synthesizer and guitar into the same room together and just make it work. And I grew up a rock head, and I wasn't big on the synthesizers and how they were used aside from the Doors back in the day, but I just really had a lot of respect for Rick and the band and what they did and what they introduced to rock and roll. So when he passed, it was a very sad day. A lot of these guys that we grew up listening to are kind of starting to drop a little bit, so I just thought I'd throw in a little
sad
shout out to him, and that's all.
Well, had the Penguins completed that comeback, you probably would have been singing, I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time.
No, I'd say it feels like they just took my best friend's girl or something. I don't know. But anyway, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Dan, I listen, you and I, we've talked a lot about music, and I went to just an, I don't want to make this about me, but I went to a concert the other night, and I was as nostalgic as they get. I went all the way back to 15 years old in a matter of minutes. I saw live Bush and Our Lady Peace in a little, like a somersault fest, they called it up in Canada. It was unbelievable.
Where was the show?
So for our Canadian Budweiser
where,
stage.
Where was that show?
Budweiser stage at the old Molson Amphitheater.
Oh, out in Toronto. Okay. Cool. Probably took you back to a few hockey rinks and hearing that stuff played over the PA while you're warming up.
That was my tweet. They opened up. Bush opened up with Motorhead, and I tweeted out yesterday. I said another hockey anthem because there were so many songs that they played in rinks and Our Lady Peace even as well. But anyway, I thought I'd throw that in there for your music buff. I did want to ask you this though, because we don't have a ton more time. But
yep.
you called Joki Haru's name a lot last night, and you know he was a guy that we didn't really know much about or see much about, and he looked like I said to Skinner, who's known for dancing on the ice himself. I said this kid looks like he's got dancing feet out there.
Yeah, he does. You know, obviously there's going to be a bit of a learning curve within the group and how he adjusts to how Ralph wants the game to be played, but there's absolutely no doubt about the talent that's there and his poise and calmness with the puck. And much like Dahlin, what I noticed last night was the way he turned away from pressure, whether that was kind of bearing down on him in the corner when he's facing the boards. You know, how's he going to get out of this moment? He seems to find a way. Not to say that the game was mistake-free by any means, but certainly you can see from prospect camp to game number one that there is a whole lot to like here with this young man, and once he gets the reps in and the ice time and gets to know his teammates a little bit better and where they're going to be on the ice, you know, he's a guy that, just like 26 out there, you're really excited to see where his game can go as he grows up as a young man within this game. So, and just one last one, if anyone ever in the future, if the Sabres keep going back to that Hockey Valley to play, I don't know if the three of you have ever been out there, but the folks at Penn State, what a great job they do. The student section, they're all on their feet for the entire game. They've got it choreographed. They're having a great time. Yes, a lot of Penguins fans there because of being in the Pittsburgh area, so it would be nice to see Sabres fans, if they had the time, to make the drive next year, because you'd really enjoy this place. It's a nice rink, and I just wanted to say that on behalf of those of us that were there, we were treated really well, and what a great facility and a great job by those fans.
Well, thanks for remembering that you and I called the Minnesota game there a couple years ago.
I do remember that, and I was just trying to see if you would pick up on that. So good job by you.
Working with you too, Dan.
Yeah, good job, Dave.
It's a pleasure to work with you too, Dan. I think I said they opened with Motorhead. I meant Machine Head.
Well, you know.
Did I say Motorhead? I meant Machine Head. My bad.
I don't know their entire library. Maybe they had a song called Motorhead that they did before they got popular. Who knows?
Michael Bolton, I celebrate his entire catalog. Dan Dunleavy, great to have you on. Come on more often, would you? Would you show up to the studio, please? Like, Paul Hamilton just showed up here. He's coming on, I think. You coming on, Hammy? Yeah. Oh, sure, I mean, I'm here, right? I just happen to be.
Rivs needs to
I just
to do
happen
a
to mosey PD. On over and see the Instigators in the Sabre store. When was the last time you walked in the Sabre store, Hammy, 15 years ago?
Petey, yeah. Bone did Riv's full draft for a fantasy football league. So right now he needs waiver help, so you may want to slide in next to Riv's and go and pick the waiver wire.
I was absent, and you picked the guy whose presence team, well, the guy who's absent sitting out there getting electronically selected. We've worked together too, but you and I, no more. You've just gone from a friend to a colleague. Where
hey, listen,
River
as
and
Ray
Giotta apparently have gone from...
As Razor would say right now, guys, if Paul Hamilton's anywhere near a story, you won't see his credit card.
Dan. Hey, Danny, thanks for your time, buddy.
Hey, listen, guys. First of all, thanks to you, Dave, for those questions, and it was good working with you a few years ago there in Penn State.
Jim, thanks for the time.
No worries, Bob. Bye.
Yeah. Dan Dunleavy.
What just happened? Rips?
Well, you know why? Because he said, I don't know if any of you have ever been down to Pagoula Ice
you
Arena.
You worked with him.
I'm like, Dan, We did the Minnesota game there 2 years ago. I did the color with you. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
so, but thanks for remembering that, you know, we work together. Anyway, that being said, we're going to go to break. We have more work to do. Paul Hamilton going to join. Mike just went down, Hammy. Sorry. Maybe next week. All right. WGR 550 MSG. The Instigator.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Live from the Seneca Studio, this is The Instigators.
Oh, would you look at that? Look who joined us. Paul Hamilton weaseled his way on the show. Just joking. What's up, Hammy? No microphone for Hammy just yet.
Oh, Jake.
Marty, man.
Oh,
hi,
there
Marty.
We go.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
What happened to your own chat?
Did you see somebody on Twitter send me the Third Ferguson
I just tweeted
clip?
Out, Third Ferguson, join the Instigators.
Well,
today.
He's showing me the clip. So, no, I like to change it up. It's like we're in the store. Why not utilize the full store? It's not just a Sabre store. It has Buffalo Bandits. It has Rochester Americans, as I'm wearing right now. So it's got a lot of things.
A little known fact, I don't know if you two know this, I made Marty Baron's career.
Yes.
When he wore this jersey, I used to do some play-by-play for the Amherst when Don Stevens was on TV. I believe I did in 2 years, I did maybe 11 of your games.
I was 11-0 and with six shutouts.
Your goals against was under one when I did games, and I think you had more than six shutouts. I think you had seven maybe.
It was
so
crazy.
What happened when he got to Buffalo, Paul? You were here?
Well, he told me.
You stopped doing games.
He said to me, I wasn't traveling back then. He said to me, he goes, you're going to have to start traveling with me now. I go, Marty, if you stay in the NHL long enough, this good luck charm's going to go away.
Yeah, at some point, it's going to come back down to earth.
He was every game I did, he got in a fight with Matt Cook.
Yep.
I mean, he was unconscious, like, every game I did with him.
Hated Matt Cook.
Why?
Hated Matt Cook.
Oh, he got in an NHL fight with Matt Cook, too, didn't you?
Well, if we can call that a fight. So we were in Vancouver, and I went, we were down 6-1 something. Like, I was really frustrated. And went to the corner to play the puck, as I did once in a while. Got in a lot of trouble for it.
Not very well.
And I went to play the puck, and Matt Cook tried to bump me, and he fell down. And he was sitting on the ice in the corner, maybe 4 or 5 feet away from me. So I just decided, well, if there's ever a chance.
You jumped him.
So I jumped him.
Was that 03, 04?
That was before that. That had to be maybe 2000, 2001, or maybe 99, 2000.
So you got spanked there twice.
In Vancouver?
Yeah.
Oh, we used to always get spanked.
Because I remember my first ever time playing in Vancouver with the Sabres, we got killed there.
Yeah,
and I was going to ask you, because when you said that, I know I was -2 that night.
Yeah. We used to lose in Edmonton all the time. We used to lose in Vancouver. We used to win in Calgary. I don't know why. Calgary was the better team, and we used to beat them.
We have Hammy here. We got to talk to Hammy. But do you remember the hallway party we had in Calgary?
No.
After we weren't allowed to go out? I think you were one of the only guys that went out and broke curfew that night. We had the whole
Marty
hallway.
Marty broke curfew?
Marty,
no
do you remember
way.
We had the
no
whole
way.
Hallway? Yes, we had the whole hallway to ourselves. I was so devastated. We were all going to go out, and Lindy's like, no, it's going out. 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock curfew, and
yes.
We all had to go back.
Because
to
we
the
were
hotel.
Supposed to meet up with Rhett Warner, and his buddy was the actor from Party of Five, Scott Wolf or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were supposed to meet all, and then all of a sudden we just decided to take it in a hotel and just party there. So
we
it was
had
great.
A hallway party.
And not gonna, they're not gonna bring you down.
The so people anyway, on people in the hall joined
see,
us.
See, if a guy like Paul Hamilton had been wandering the halls, we would have scattered right.
Hey, Hammy, if you've been doing your undercover work, you would have seen a lot that night. You would have the plants and everything that was going on, where everything was in that hallway. Hammy, you would have written a story for the ages in that one. But you were at the game last night?
Yes, I was.
And how was it? First exhibition game, but I mean,
you know what I'm really liking? I saw it in the Prospects Challenge. I saw it last night. All of a sudden, we have folks going to the net and staying at the net and screening goaltenders and hard to move. Tage Thompson, he's put on 11 to 15 pounds of muscle. He hasn't lost any body fat by putting this weight on. He ate 5,000 calories through a nutritionist in the off season. He was amazing. He'd get in front of the net, they couldn't move him. I mean, he was winning battles. That's why he scored a goal, because he screened the goaltender. They couldn't move him, so they gave up. And the rebound bounced right down to him, and he backhanded it in and got a goal. But I'm watching Cousins go to the net. I'm watching people at the net. I'm watching speed to get to the net.
Big bodies.
And it's just so different from what we've been seeing for how many years, where they played a perimeter game.
Well, what about Tage's game away from the front of the net and away from, you know, how did he look? You talked about Cousins, too. They played together. What were your thoughts on
their
game?
He made a great move right off the bat to get in the zone, got around, put the move on the defenseman. Goaltender made the save. But he was going, initiating battles, you know, instead of shying away from battles. And he was winning battles. He was using his speed to his advantage. Both of them were. I mean, you could see the Penguins, as soon as they'd get the puck, start backing off because they were afraid of their speed coming up through the neutral zone on them. And I thought by far he was the Sabres' best player last night. I thought
really?
By far.
Really? Yeah. So where we talked about it in the first hour. So it doesn't make any sense to have Tage Thompson as a fourth line with the Buffalo Sabres this year. But do you foresee his progression from development camp to now into the main camp and moving forward, a spot for him as a top nine and an efficient spot for him as a top nine, and maybe even some power play time in the early going of this season?
It definitely, I think he has an opportunity to do that. Now, let's put last night into context. The Penguins had maybe four NHL players in their lineup, maybe three.
Yeah.
Something like that. Rust was there. Johnson was there. And there was one other, I think. Both their goaltenders had played in the NHL, too. So, let's put it all into context a little bit. But still, he still had to go out and perform the way he did. And it's not only there. The first 3 days of training camp, I've seen it. I saw it at the prospects tournament where he won. I don't know if it's called MVP, but whatever they called the award for best something. It has to do with your play, your leadership, and the whole thing. He won that award in the Prospects Challenge.
Craig Ramsey Award.
Thank you. So he just seems to be progressing just the way they want him at every – and we've all seen the talent. We all knew what had to happen. He had to get stronger. He had to – so he could go to battles and not lose them all the time. And so far, so good. And again, put into context, it wasn't a great team. He'll get more opportunities. But, yes, I definitely think – he has an opportunity to perform on one of those lines.
Hamie, I want to ask you this question because we had this conversation throughout the show. It's been a bit of it. We'll probably carry it on for a while. In your years covering the NHL, but primarily the Sabres, which player most surprisingly has the team groomed into a penalty killer? Is there one player that you might have heard of or remembered hearing never killed penalties? Team needed to find ice time for him, developed him into a penalty killer, and you heard of him becoming a...
I can tell you right now, one that started last year, hasn't really played much in Buffalo, was Olofsson. Chris Taylor, he didn't kill never killed penalties, and Chris Taylor said he just kept getting better and better, so he wanted to give him more responsibility. By the time in the playoffs, he was a pretty good penalty killer for them. He gave him that responsibility and put him out there as a penalty killer. Jack, until last year, didn't kill penalties. You know, that wasn't really in his repertoire, and he got more of an opportunity to do it because if you have that type of a player, you want to give him as much ice time as you can, and most of the top-notch superstars do kill penalties, and I think they wanted to start giving him more ice time, so he was a guy. I'd have to think for a while to try to remember some other ones. I remember I've had like 8 or 9 concussions, so I don't think on my feet very well.
I wasn't
well,
asking
so.
Because there's one in particular that comes to mind. I didn't know if there was one that popped into your mind because we were having the conversation and it revolved around Tage Thompson. It revolved around if he's going to be here in a third line role, okay? How do you find more minutes for him? And, you know, one of us posed the question about, well, throw him on the PK. He hasn't been known for killing penalties. So we were just chatting about, is it Is it something that you think the coaching staff could do, is teach this player to get him more ice time to justify his time on the roster? Did I pose that right, Riff?
Yeah, but yeah. The thing is, too, is Gergensen going to be here? Is Larson going to be here? Is Wilson going to be here? Those are your main penalty killers. If they're not, there are going to be other people are going to have to fill those roles.
Does Tage, in your mind, have a spot here to start the season?
If he continues on this path, yes. I mean, if it doesn't slip or when he gets a better competition, it doesn't look as good. But if he continues on the path that he has started, absolutely.
Yep, this is what we talked about, a while back when we were doing our so-called GM board. You know, we have two different lineups, or I have two different lineups, one with Tage Thompson in it, and that's Tage Thompson coming to training camp and earning a spot on this roster where the team says we can't send this kid down. Or there's another roster that he's going to go down to Rochester and be the first line right winger on that team.
And I got another guy that in the same situation is CJ Smith. I'm telling you, if they have to waive this kid, I think somebody might take him off waivers. And I thought he played well enough last year to make the team. And I asked him today for our pregame show, you know, you had a good camp last year. And he didn't make the team. That's really disappointing.
Yep.
How do you go into camp this year thinking, well, what do I got to do? Well, you have a new coaching staff. And I asked Kruger the same thing, and he says CJ knows he has a clean slate. What happened last year or any other year doesn't matter. What matters is what you're doing right now and what he's done in camp so far. I've liked talking to Kruger saying this. And now he gets an opportunity on Mittelstadt's line. It's a good opportunity. I can see that being a line for the Sabres. CJ Smith, Mittelstadt, and Sam Reinhart. I could see that being a possible line if CJ Smith does better than he did last year when I thought he had a good camp and earns a spot. That could be a line that goes together.
If you're bringing in CJ Smith, you're talking about building a team that's four lines deep. You know, Casey Mittelstadt, Sam Reinhart. Normally, Sam Reinhart would be playing with top players on this team to build a top line. If you're putting CJ Smith there, that's a really positive thing because you feel that he has the ability to make that line a strong line, which now you are building more depth throughout your lineup.
And he gets first opportunity. All 3 days of training camp, he's been there with him. And now he's going to get a game with them tonight.
And you know, the funny thing is, I was telling these guys, I spoke with two guys before that have watched, and they're one of the guys helping develop these players. And they spoke about Tage Thompson has been a standout, not even take away last night and the way that he played, but in the practices throughout training camp, they said he really is standing out right now. He looks much bigger and stronger. But the other guy that they did mention was C.J. Smith, and they said he is fast, he's tenacious on the puck, and he has the ability to put points in
the board.
You
know what
his
best trait is? He's smart. Mm-hmm. He's one of the smarter players you'll see around there, and you ask people about him, that's what they'll tell you. And a cerebral player like that with some ability, if he wasn't a smart player, he'd probably have no chance to be an NHL player because his skills are okay. They're okay. I mean, they're fine. He can score goals. He scored goals in the American Hockey League. I think given the opportunity, he can score goals in the National Hockey League. But I think he knows where to be. He knows where their rebounds are going to be. He has that sense of, all right, here's a shot. I know he can play angles to know where a rebound's going to be to get that goal. Or he knows where to be. He's a very smart player.
Who are you looking forward to in the game tonight? I know there's guys like Asplund and Borgen and Mittelstadt, Olsson.
Save that answer. Save that because we're up against the clock. So let's take a break. Great question, Marty, to bring us back. Who's Paul Hamilton looking most forward to seeing tonight? Old Man River, same thing. Marty, same thing. I'm going to bow out of this conversation, get your answers when we return. That segment will be brought to you by Buffalo Sports right here on the Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
We're back with more of the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos.
All right, Instigators live from the Sabre Store, the Buffalo Sabres New Era Store. It's now open at the KeyBank Center. 10 to 5 on weekdays and obviously Sabre and game nights. The store is open. Tons of new merchandise, every logo represented. We have done a wardrobe change the entire show. Rivs is now back to the, he never wore this one, but he loves it, the old black and red goat head.
Yep.
Marty's got a Rob Ray retro shirt on. He's got the retro royal blue. As we know, the Sabres are going back to royal blue. Paul
I'm
Hamilton.
Not a former Saber.
Paul Hamilton representing the clouds in the December here in Buffalo.
Ray,
This is my uniform. So
he's got a shot glass.
I'm not a former Saber, so I figured I'd get my uniform.
One of my former teammates once said the city of Buffalo on a map should be shaped like a Crown Royal bottle, and that would go perfectly.
Are we gonna have a drink out of that?
We could.
Yeah, I got a flask in my bag.
Buy, sell, trade, presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment on McKinley Parkway. Game tonight, 7 o'clock in Columbus. Lineup posted at PHAM1717. Victor Olofsson is the most intriguing player in the lineup tonight. Marty, we'll start with you. Buy, sell, or trade?
I'm going to sell this. I know what I'm getting out of Victor Olofsson, and so it's not so much intriguing for me. Will Borgen, I think, is intriguing, and I want to see
Borgen.
His progression. Billy Borgen. So that's the guy for me.
I'm selling it, too. I know what I'm getting out of Olofsson. Also, Pekar is a guy I'm looking forward to seeing in a preseason situation. Rostalainen is another one I really want to see. You know, they've got to make a decision on him. I've liked what I've seen in spots with him, and I really want to see him in a game situation.
None of the above. I am selling this also. It's going back to Mitzi. I want to see what Casey Mittelstadt is going to bring in his second year. I'm looking for him to make a stride forward, and, you know, that I think will help the team and himself moving forward.
It's a sell across the board. Four sells right here. First time I think we've done a buy-sell trade with four sells in a row.
What do you got?
I'm going to sell it.
Okay. Who are you looking forward to see?
I don't know. It's not him.
If you're going to sell, you got to get an answer.
Yeah. Well, I want to see Asplund.
Okay.
I think Asplund's one of those guys, Marty, that we talk about. Can he press for, you know, a fourth line spot on this team that roots a line in? Casey Middlestead.
Do you want to see the Hamburglar?
Well, you know what I heard about
the
Hamburglar? Carter Hutton told, that's the only thing I remember, is that 100%. He's got huge guns. He's got,
apparently
he's got big biceps.
Apparently and he's jacked.
Carter Hutton's
Don't try to
quote,
fight him, Marty.
Carter Hutton's quote, it's nice to look at. He said those are big guns. That's exactly what he said.
I'm sure he's happy you're sharing that with the public, too.
Maybe Rivs could have squeezed his sides a little bit and seen
that. Hammy, you can't produce great biceps if you don't put the work in.
Hey, let me, you know what? So, we skipped over this or that today, so I'll ask you this. So Hamburglar's got...
These are great. I want you to say but it, but go ahead.
But Hamburglar, because of you know, his nickname and what he did in Ottawa, so he always has either a hamburger or a cheeseburger painted on his mask. So he has cheeseburgers. And I'm thinking it's a Hamburglar, so you're not stealing cheese. You're not the cheeseburglar. You're the Hamburglar. But I'm asking you. If you're getting a burger, this or that, it's a hamburger or a cheeseburger.
Cheese.
Cheese?
That's not even, I don't, 100% cheese.
Really? Okay. Petey?
We have 20 seconds. You can find a better one if you want.
No, because the other ones we'll keep for Friday.
The other ones are good.
The other ones are great, but this is just an abrupt.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger.
Harvey's cheeseburger.
No, hamburger at Harvey's.
See you tomorrow.